ask Brother Mark to open up this, I guess it's 55 minutes of testimony meeting. So, Brother Mark.
Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, once again we humbly and thankfully come before Thy precious throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for all the things that Thou hast given to us, Thy love that Thou hast shown to us, the wonderful tender mercy that Thou hast shown through the precious gift of Thy dear Son on our behalf. We thank Thee, dear Heavenly Father, for all the ways in which Thou hast guided us. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that Thou will continue to be with us here in convention. We appreciate the privilege we have to come apart from the world to fellowship with one another and to have this opportunity to testify of our love and devotion to Thee during this next hour. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that Thou would continue to direct each and every heart bow before Thee, that we might grow in grace and in the footsteps, following in the footsteps of our Lord and Master, Christ Jesus. We pray that Thou would be with our dear brother Larry as he directs our thoughts during our testimony meetings, that each and every heart bow before Thee will continue to be guided by Thy light of truth and to this wonderful fellowship that we have, to that we might grow up in it together. We pray now, dear Heavenly Father, for Thy continued guidance and direction. Be with those in special need of Thee. Praying for Thy kingdom, we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Brother Larry Davis is going to guide us in our testimony meeting. So with that, I'll turn the podium over to Brother Larry.
Thank you, Brother Keith. You know, there's no greater blessing than to see your son embrace the truth. What a blessing. What a privilege. Thank you, Brother Mark. You know, my sole purpose up here tonight is to be a timekeeper. This is your meeting. It's for you to express the joys of your heart. We're still in the Thanksgiving shadow. So I would think that you would enjoy expressing your thanks to God for all of His blessings towards you, for the privilege that you have enjoyed knowing the truth, for the privilege that you've had to walk according to the manner in which you have been called. So I would only ask you to state your name and where you're from when you stand up. Raise your hand, please, so I can call on you in order. And we'll turn the meeting over to you now. We have until 5:45, which is a little less than 55 minutes, to express your thanks. So we'll turn the meeting over to you now, and I will ask you who would like to be first to express their thanksgiving to our Heavenly Father. Brother Paul Malley.
Name is Paul Malley from New London, Connecticut, but I belong to the Groton Bible students. And as you were so satisfied over Mark Davis in the truth, I want to also extol my great satisfaction for my Dawn. She inspires me, and her great husband too. They've married in the Lord. That's important. A lot of brethren were asking me about China. How did you ever get started with this? What did you do? I said, I'll tell you exactly what happened. I've been to Nigeria 4 times. been to Ghana twice. And every time I'd go there, I would ask, how are you coming along with the truth with various brethren there? They said, not so good. I got a lot of, you know, the Dawn and the PBI and the brethren, they sent books and so forth. And they said, I can't understand the English, even though they can speak English. Now, you know Brother Russell writes in the 16th grade. And these poor people there in Africa can't understand that. So it occurred to me, the Apostle Paul had the same problem. The Apostle Paul would go from town to town. Don't you think the town fathers asked him, hey, what are you doing here? Who are you? What's your purpose here? And I could just picture him. I have no record of it, but I'm imagining. He says, well, I'm a Jew. I came from Jerusalem, and I'm going here to the synagogue. Oh, you mean that place down the cross? Yeah, go ahead. That was his marketing approach. He didn't advertise. There was no newspapers, no radio, no TV. That's how he got in. I says, you know, maybe we ought to do something similar to that in getting into China. If I told them I was a minister and that we have a religious, they wouldn't even let me into the front door of the immigration place. So we turned that around. We says, look, what do they want over there? They want American professors. Do they want them? Wow. So Todd Alexander, myself, and Hank Wang. If you think that's funny, how about his wife's name, Tina Wang? No, Tinka Wang or something. So that's what we did. We went ahead and we took the first volume and we had it translated. And we sent it to different people. And five universities, prominent universities, inviting us. Come, we want to hear. They even give us the topic, too, by the way. Now, you know in China, you cannot use the word Jesus or you cannot use the word God. That's prohibited, except if you're in China already. So they wanted a copy of our lecture. So we gave them a copy of our lecture. We went in, we got the visas, and we went to five universities, Beijing, Shanghai, Shandong, Julian, and Fuchka. And in every one of our sessions, we had anywhere from 200 to 350 students all around. I love the students. Why? Because their ideas are not cement like the old people. They still got a little bit of flexibility. And so we delivered 100 first volumes in Mandarin Chinese, left them at the various libraries and gave them to key people and so on. And we were really looked over too. They were examining us. One of our dinners, I'll never forget it. The dean invited us. I sat right next to her, and she invited her whole staff. She was cheery. She was joyful, so nice to all of us. All of a sudden, the big man walks in, huge. He comes in and he sits down. From there on in, the dean was looking down like this, not a word from her. So I says, there's something going on here. So after the dinner, he came up to me. He says, he introduced himself and I respected him. And I later found out he was the president of the Communist Party in China. He wanted to know what were we doing there. So, and again, I had the guideline, don't use Jesus and don't use God. I says, we're here on a lecture. He said, can I come? I says, you're invited. So he came to the lecture. After the lecture, because what I did was I presented the truth in management terms. Like, you know, the pyramidal triangle that is in management. I says, that's Moses and Jared. They were working out these things. And, you know, setting budgets and controls. That's Solomon when he did the temple. Well, he thought that was great. So they got the truth in a kind of a indirect way. So that's how it got started. Now, we have already authorized 5,000 copies of this book, this Mandarin Chinese first volume, that's being sent to the secular bookstores, to the Christian bookstores, to the university libraries, to the underground Christian churches, and to the above ground churches. They're all getting this as we speak now. And if we're getting good results from that, we are going to issue another 10,000 copies of the first volume in China. So that is, to answer the question that some of you have raised, how did it get started? It started in Africa. Now, it has gone in. The French have just completed the French equivalent of the illustrated. They want the same thing because they have the problems with English. And the Spanish, we got the Spanish, that's coming in. So we got four of the illustrated volumes that are going throughout different places. We're looking for translators in Hindi, in Arabic, in Russia, and in Romania. If we can get those, we're going to get those translated and do the same thing. Thank you. And we're very pleased that the Lord opened up this opportunity for us. We're happy, and we're going to go all the way. There'll be all six volumes translated in the course of time. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Paul. Surely you are off on the right foot. You know, last night, you refused to give us a date for the establishment of the kingdom. I'm going to give you a date, and it's scriptural. The scripture is this. We are now closer than we were when we first believed. Who will be next? Brother Rice.
Well, dear friends, I just want to follow up that testimony by expressing how pleased I am that China is now getting somewhere. One of my trips that I happened to be going on sometime a few years ago, I was coming across from India, I think, back across the Pacific. So I actually made plans to stop in Hong Kong for about 6 days to try to see if there's some way to get in from there into China. And I remember a gentleman told me at the time, he was a Christian pastor in Hong Kong. I had several interviews, and he said he was born in China, and he himself could not go back in there with a Christian message. And right after I returned, David Yombor had an inroad into China with his business. Now David is gone, he's passed away, and maybe there's some fruit there, but not too great. And so when I heard about this opportunity, I was just really delighted. And to hear that 5,000 volumes now are going to be distributed somewhere in that area, and possibly more, I'm just thankful. You know, the Lord just knows how to pull the right strings at the right time. So I was just thrilled to hear it.
Thank you, Brother David. Appreciate your comments. Surely it was a great privilege for you to travel halfway around the world. Who will be next? Yes, sister. Wait a minute till you get the mic.
Oh, here it is. Okay, I didn't know it was coming. I'm Sister Sylvia from Barhead Ecclesia. Now, I haven't traveled around the road like these men, but I have traveled a little bit in the States and Canada, so I'm bringing the love from three classes, our Barhead class, our Red Deer class, and we stopped and we got to bring the love from the Abercrombie class. Oh, it was very small when we were there. There was only two besides us. Everybody else is away. And so I'm bringing the love from Dan and Tamara Weslow of Albuquerque, Dave and Bernice Balco from the Vernon class asked Bessie to send their love to the San Diego class. They were here last year to the convention. And who else would I suppose to? he's passed away, but Fred Yasenchuk especially sent his love down. He's no longer with us, but he was alive at our last study before we left, and since we got here, he's passed away.
Dana?
Oh, yes, and Dana sent her special love. She's from Romania, and she's in Calgary, and we meet with her in Red Deer. I hope that covers it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The Lord bless you and keep you and hold you in the palm of his hand. Who will be next? Brother Mark.
Well, dear brethren, Mark Davis from the Los Angeles Ecclesia, and I just want to express my love for the Lord and the pleasure of being here with my wife, Alicia, and our two boys, James and Timothy, here at the San Diego Convention. And, you know, thinking on the comments that I've heard, Brother Paul and Brother David, and I know there's others that have just traveled, done so much traveling into third parts of the world that others of us look at that and say that opportunity or doing that is such a sacrifice to go over into such a places like that. And all that you have to endure just to go in those kinds of places. But you know, it's brethren that do that, that make those kinds of sacrifices, is how the truth has been spread. And, you know, when you mentioned at the beginning how blessed you were to have a son in the truth, and Paul expressed how blessed he was to have a daughter in the truth and a son-in-law in the truth. You know, I can think back 100 years ago, there was a brother, a traveling pilgrim named Streeter, Brother Streeter, that was a mule team driver. Apparently, you know, probably not many of you know what a mule team driver does, but back before they had cars and automobiles, they used mule teams to pull a tractor, all the plows and things for the crops. And Brother Streeter had come through Orange County at the day, and he had brought the truth to our family. My great-granddad, great-great-granddad, Bill Davis, he was a Quaker that came back from Iowa, but his son, Macy Davis, embraced the truth, and his son, Paul Davis, embraced the truth and was a pilgrim of the dawn, and his son, Larry Davis, is here today on the platform, and I'm here to be glad to be here, too. So we have much to be thankful for, and appreciate all that those have made that sacrifice to spread the truth and traveled. You don't know what effect you've had, but it's such a wonderful blessing for us how you've touched so many. And thank you so much. May the Lord be with you.
Thank you, Mark. If I may, I'm going to make one correction. It wasn't Brother Streeter. It was Brother Sexton.
Oh, you're right. That's right. Brother Sexton.
He was a mule skinner. And he was hired to drive a pack of mules from Santa Ana to Orange County. And he arrived in Orange County with $1.50. And so when he got rid of the mules in Orange County, it was a Sunday. And he decided that maybe he ought to go to a church someplace. He was a dawn pilgrim, you remember. And so he found a Quaker church. And he thought, well, of all the places I might go, probably the Quaker church would be the least harmful. So he went to a Quaker church. And he came in and he sat down next to my grandmother, Ella Davis. And at the end of the meeting, he began to talk to her about the truth. And she was amazed. And they talked for, as I heard the story, maybe an hour or more. And she accepted it right there and then. Her husband, Macy, it took him a little longer. He didn't quite fall into line right away. But it wasn't long until he embraced the truth also. And that's how the truth got started in Orange County. by a mule skinner by the name of Sexton. And if you look in some of the old reprints, you will see a picture of him on a great white horse. And that's what he did. He was preaching the gospel as best he could. Who will be next? Brother Shalou.
Brother Larry and dear brethren, I wanted to just take this time to express both thanks on my personal behalf as well as Sister Dawn as well for the many expressions of sympathy, the cards, the emails, the gifts and whatnot that we received subsequent to my mom's passing. And, you know, even beyond, of course, those expressions, most thankful for the, I'll say, the circumstances that my mom was blessed to have at the retirement center, of course, but at the nursing home where she was moved after she had gone to the hospital, where brethren on a very regular basis took time out of their days to come over and read the manna or sing hymns or pray with her. And to me, it was a very, you know, that was a big blessing and an encouragement to me to see the special value of the brotherhood. Because, of course, my Dawn and I live in New Jersey and my mom was out in Oregon. That was quite a distance apart. And to just feel like you have family on the other coast that are paying every bit as much attention as we, or maybe more than we might do, being if we were to even live there. So again, an expression of thanks for all those kindnesses toward us.
Thank you, Brother Russell. Thank you very much. Lord bless you and keep you, guide you and direct you as He sees fit. Yes, brother.
I sit to answer my problem. Sunt fratele Hosu Ioan din România.
I'm brother John Hosu from Romania.
Din Baia Mare.
From Baia Mare Ecclesia.
Mulți dintre voi ați vizitat România și ați fost și în Baia Mare.
Many of you have come visited Romania and have been to the town where he's from.
Am o mare bucurie ca să fiu astăzi aici împreună cu voi.
I am very happy to be here with you today.
Aș vrea să vă mărturisesc de asemenea că am 4 copii.
I would also like to share with you that I also have 4 children.
Speak into the microphone, please.
They're all married.
Și toți sunt consacrați.
And they're all consecrated.
Aceasta este cea mai mare bucurie care o am.
This is the greatest joy that I have.
Sunt fericit că astăzi am auzit aceste discursuri minunate.
And I'm very happy that I've heard such wonderful discourses today.
Este adevărat că sunt discursuri care sunt foarte tăioase.
And it is true that there are some discourses that are more on the stricter or cutting through.
Dar să nu uităm că Dumnezeu este și dreptate, nu numai milă.
But let's not forget that God is just dreptate.
Este și dreptate,
numai milă. It is just not just merciful.
De multe ori această graniță nu se pune unde trebuie și uneori suntem prea îngăduitori față de păcat.
And this border or this line sometimes is not always drawn at the right place, and we sometimes tend to be more merciful.
Fiecare am dorit să avem cât mai mare milă înaintea Domnului.
We all desire to have to receive as much mercy from the Heavenly Father.
Dar față de noi trebuie să fim foarte, foarte strict.
Regarding ourselves, we have to be very, very strict.
Aș vrea să vă spun despre activitatea fraților din România.
I would like to share a little bit from the activity of the brethren in Romania.
Înainte de a veni în America, acum în 5 noiembrie.
Prior to coming to America on November 5th.
A fost adunarea bătrânilor pe țară.
We had our meeting of the elders from throughout Romania.
Și frații toți de acolo au transmis salutările lor.
And all the brethren sent their love.
De patru ori pe an tinerii fac seminar.
Four times a year the young brethren have seminars and they meet together.
Și sunt foarte activi tinerii.
And they're very, very active.
Pentru noi este o bucurie aceasta.
And for us it is a great joy.
Un lucru ce am vrut să-l mai amintesc.
And I would like to share one more thing.
Nu de mult am văzut o traducere nouă de Biblie.
Recently, we've had access to a translation of the Bible.
În care capitolul 28 din Matei.
And in this translation, Matthew 28, chapter 28.
Versetul 19 și 20.
Verses 19 and 20.
Unde se amintește ca cei ce cred să fie botezați în numele
Where
Domnului,
it is mentioned that those that believe should be baptized in the name of Heavenly Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
Și traducerea respectivă prindea invers. Diferit de cum este scris acolo.
And that translation was presenting it differently.
Mergeți și faceți ucenici, discipoli în numele lui Isus.
Go and make disciples or yes, make disciples in the name of Jesus.
Când am văzut acea traducere, tinerii i-am rugat să uite pe internet dacă găsesc ceva.
And when we found that translation, we asked the young brethren to go on the internet and do a little research.
Și au observat că pe internet primii părinți ai bisericii n-au folosit acea expresie.
And they found on the internet as well that the original some of the originals did not were similar to this translation, the wording of this translation.
Eu aș dori ca frații din America să se uite mai atent la textul acela.
And I would like the brethren here that have
mai multe posibilități.
Have the access to look if they haven't already to look into this as well.
Vă doresc multă binecuvântare și pace de la Domnul.
And I desire much peace and love from the Heavenly Father.
Thank you, brother. And before you get rid of the microphone, tell me again your name.
Numele meu este Husu Ioan.
Thank you. You know, I got as far east during World War II as Czechoslovakia. The town in particular was Prague. And now I have a daughter-in-law that speaks fluent Polish. And all I know is Jaksi Masz, whatever that means. It'll be wonderful when we finally have a true language, a pure language, and we all can understand. The Lord bless you and keep you. We appreciate you being here. How long will you be in the United States? Don't go away with that microphone. How much longer will you be here?
În zona aceasta vreo 3 luni, până în luna februarie.
Be until February in this area and then going to Chicago to his sons until probably, I think, May. It's May.
Thank you. Well, the Lord bless you and keep you and keep you in the truth. Who will be next? Brother Michael.
There
I've been stimulated by several of the things that are said, and not the least of which is the last testimony from Brother John Hosu, is the way some of us say it, that we happen to be Americans. The Hosu family is just one of my very, very special families in Romania, and I have a lot of special families in that country, because the translator, for those of you that don't know the Hosus, is Melania, and Melania is their daughter. And she's married to Sean Humphreys, and surely everybody knows who Sean is. So, you know, you should, you know, understand that there are, you know, marriage is like the uniting of families. And so what has happened is that between the countries here in America and Romania, you know, the Humphreys family has been united with the Hosu family. But that uniting continues because Adrian Hosu is in Chicago and Sebastian Hosu is in Chicago, and Rudy, the fourth, is in Romania, and Rudy is just absolutely wonderful. He's the chairman of the Romanian Committee for the International Convention for 2010, and there is a possibility, assuming that the details can be worked out, that the convention in 2010 may be in Romania, and it may be in Baia Mare. And for those of you that have been putting off the going over to Europe to an international convention, put it off no longer, because you don't, if it is in Romania, you don't know if it's going to ever be in Romania again. And the hospitality and the warmth of the Romanian brethren is absolutely legendary, and I can speak from personal experience. I wanted to compliment Larry on the wonderful publicity that he gave the Los Angeles Convention when he advertised the convention programs. They've all been picked up, but you'll be pleased to know that a fresh supply have been put on the table. And so those of you that were unfortunate enough to not be able to pick up a program, you know, rest assured that if you make a beeline for the table, you will surely be able to go away with at least one. I wanted to draw your attention to the chart that is behind Brother Larry, because that represents, it's the first one that is, as, let me use this expression, that has come off the press. And it is going to be one of the latest promotions that will be in the Herald magazine that you next get. It'll be the January-February Herald, and inside that Herald is going to be an insert that advertises the vinyl Chart of the Ages in color for $15 postpaid anywhere in the world. And so you get the chance to see that. Now, we understand it could be a decorating problem in your home, but there may be instances where you have meetings or others where a chart of this size and in color could be useful to you. So I wanted you to just be aware of the fact that when you see the insert in the Herald, that you actually have seen it in the flesh, because this is the very first one that has been made, and that is thanks to Brent and Claudia Hislop, who are producing the charts for us. And so that is another thing I wanted to talk about. And then finally, you asked, but I don't know that it's been picked up very much by those that have testified, about what we're thankful for, because it is still that season of thankfulness. And I was talking with Ken Allison earlier, who talked about the fact that he's kind of isolated where he is in Nevada, and he has the opportunity to have telephone conferences. And I know that that Russell Schlue's folks had the opportunity to continue their contact with their ecclesia by telephone when they were out at the retirement center. And one of our great blessings has been in our midweek meeting is the fact that we have done what so many people have done throughout the country, but it was new to us, and that was to essentially make formal the calling in on the telephone for those that either can't travel at night or are isolated in some fashion or other. And of course it's rocky for the first couple of times. You know, what's the right protocol? How do you know when to talk or when to listen? But it's after a couple of weeks, it's just like they are in the room. And it is a wonderful experience to have brethren participate in the studies. And sometimes when our numbers are diminishing and meetings are getting small, and if you haven't thought about the possibility of using the telephone, start to think those thoughts. It's incredibly simple to do. There are lots of people around, myself included, but Homer Montag was the one that helped me understand what some of the issues were associated with, but there are lots of people that can help think about it, because it may be a way, as we continue to get smaller and smaller, that we continue to have a closeness of fellowship. So that's one of the things that's on my list of things that I'm thankful for. I'm glad that we're here. We in Los Angeles have canceled our meeting so that we can make it possible for the largest number of brethren to be here in convention. It is always a blessing.
Thank you, Brother Michael. You know, Brother Michael is our newly elected class chairman as of last Sunday. And we do appreciate the labor of love that you have continually done for our class and for the truth. May the Lord bless you. Brother Kent, right here.
Brother Larry and dear friends, Kent Humphreys from Phoenix, Arizona, and Southwest Bible students. I was just looking around this room, and 42 years ago, I came into the truth in Los Angeles, and I see the dear ones here, Brother Bob, and I remember Tim there very well, and I remember Michael very well, and of course you, Larry, and all of you have gotten older except me. I can't quite figure that out. I was glad to hear Brother John Hosu speak. Christy and I were privileged to go to the International this year, and also privileged to go on into Romania, and I got to teach at the seminar there, and I want to tell you that those kids over there are so enthusiastic, it got me wound up, and it was a privilege to teach and be taught by them. They asked difficult questions that you had to scratch your brain to answer. It was a real blessing, and I wish that we could get all the young ones here in the United States enthused like that, because they truly are. And Rudy Hosu has a tremendous gift and ability of organization to bring those kids together. And it's a delight to be with him. I didn't know Rudy real well. I'd only met him one time, but this time I really got to know him, and we had a wonderful spiritual time together and even had a few laughs together. It was a wonderful blessing. I'm glad to be here, very thankful. I look at all you dear ones who have labored in the vineyard for many, many years. I appreciate your efforts. Some of you, I realize the trials and tribulations that you've gone through, and I truly do keep you in my prayers. May the Lord add his blessing to you all.
Has it really been 40 years?
42 years.
Hard to believe. Thank you, Brother Ken. Yes, Sister Humphreys. Right here.
Brother Davis and dear friends, Sister Christy Humphreys from Phoenix, Arizona. I too am very, very happy to be here. It's been a wonderful convention and wonderful talks, and everything has just been so a blessing. I bring you special love from our son Daniel, who is back in school full time, and he wanted his love brought to all of you. He has finals in about 2 weeks, so he's busy cracking the books. And the other person that wanted their love brought was my aunt, Sister Violet Jurek from Chicago. She said that if I had the opportunity to bring her love to all of you. I appreciate all the work the San Diego Brethren have done to put on this convention. It's been a real blessing. And I also want to extend an invitation to all of you to our convention the last day of February and the first day of March of 2009. It'll be in Phoenix. It'll be at the high school that we've had the last couple of years, and usually everyone seems to appreciate because there's plenty of room and opportunities to fellowship and so forth. So if you didn't get a program, let us know. We'll I believe the ones that I put out are already gone. So, but anyway, love to all of you, and Lord bless all of you too.
Yes, thank you very much. And I should mention this. I asked Sister Ruth writes how much the meals were, because I wanted to make sure that the food we partook of here was paid for. And she said probably $5 per meal would be more than adequate, because They were doing a lot of their work themselves. And so I just thought I should mention that, because I don't see any signs like in San Luis Obispo when they have a convention, they always have a little slip on the box somewhere in the hall that says the lunch is so much and the dinners are so much. So anyway, I thought I should mention that just in case anybody would like to contribute to the meals. Brother, your hand was up.
Hello, brother. I'm Ken Allison from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I wanted to thank the brethren in San Diego for a wonderful convention. And also, it was brought up about the phone meeting that we have, and I kind of wanted to share the story of how that got started. Some of you know my mother, Sister Pat Allison, has Alzheimer's. And she is now living with my brother who was here, and he is her primary caretaker. And what came about was my brother and I hadn't spoken for probably 5 years. And when my mother and father got to the point where they couldn't take care of themselves, so they came in and they were living at my house. And me being single and working, I wasn't adequately able to take care of them. And so my brother came and said that he wanted to take care of them, and I was against it. And I'll never forget what he said to me. He said, "Brother, let me redeem myself." And what happened was my mom went to live in Chino Valley, Arizona with my brother. And when my mom went down there, also her library went with her. All her Bible student material and everything that she had. And then I started spending time going down there with them. And what has happened as a result of that, some of you know that last year at Phoenix, my brother and his wife were consecrated. And so we've been having a meeting, and I was driving down to Chino Valley, Arizona on a regular basis, and it just got to be, the mileage is too much to go every week. And so we decided to try a phone conference and to have meetings on the phone. And it has been a wonderful blessing how that has worked out. There are now six brethren in the Chino Valley class, and there's me, and there's also Sister Fernberg from Astoria, Oregon, and her daughter Andy that are in there, and her daughter Marydale, and all of them wanted me to bring their love to San Diego, so I'm doing that, and I'm truly grateful to be here. Thank you, brother.
Yes, tell me your name again, brother.
Ken Allison.
Ken?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yes, brother back there with row number four.
Hello, brother. My name is Vitaly Kaush, coming from Sacramento. First of all, I want to bring brother from Sacramento's love. They voted and to send their love. And we talked to brother Paul Lagno and Joyce Lagno while driving to San Diego, and they sent their love too. I been here last year, and I had two happy days in my life since then. One of those days was my baptism. I consecrated, and the second one was my marriage. I got married, and I had many blessings since then. And I want to just say, I'm very thankful to God for He allowed me. He opened my mind and heart to see His will and to see His plan. And for a wife, not just a wife, a consecrated wife, it's a wonderful thing to have. And I'm very happy to be here with my parents and my wife and my little brother. And I guess that's pretty much all. And I want to thank Brother Rice's family for putting that convention together. Not the first time. It's a blessing. Thank you very much for your hospitality. And I guess that's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have a feeling that you are equally yoked. I see a hand, Brother Bill.
My name is Brother Bill Dutka, and I'm from the Detroit area, and I'm happy to be here. I want to lift up my voice in praise to my Heavenly Father. Last time I was supposed to be here was in 2004, and on November 5th of 2004, I had been hit by a motor vehicle. I was a pedestrian, and my ankle was broken in three spots, so I was not able to be here. Of course, I'm here today, but on September 26th of this year, I was laid off after roughly 30 years of working at Chrysler Corporation. And I don't want to alert the brethren that there's any big issues or anything. I'm okay. But what I really want to express to the brethren is, you know, and when we get to the other side of the veil, when we meet our guardian angels that look after us, I think there's going to be a lot of lessons we can learn and see. Now, the broken leg experience, that one there is kind of like a math class. You're told to learn certain things in a math class, and they really don't make sense to you until you take the next math class, since math is a progressive learning experience. And so the broken leg experience, there's, you know, human beings are very complex, and issues and situations are complex. Now, with the layoff experience, I've actually been able to look back on that and see some overrulings from the Lord in that experience, and it's just happened 2 months ago. So with that, I'm looking for guidance in the Lord. I appreciated all your prayers in 2004 for me and your cards that were sent. There were many of them, and I was really surprised how many cards and phone calls and prayers and the brethren that were thinking about me back then. And it really does help you out. And I'm also in touch with a number of brethren through this experience also. And I know the brethren are praying for me generally, but now that you know the situation I'm in, I'm sure that you can pray for me specifically. I'm looking for a new adventure in life at this point, and I'm looking for the Lord's leadings on how He's going to lead me into the next, branch of the tree that I'm going to be taking. So with that, I pray for all of you collectively, as I know your experiences, and I pray specifically, as I know your experiences that you're going through. So with that, we look for the Lord's leadings, and we also look for the day when we can talk to our guardian angels or see the Lord's providences clearly in our lives on the different situations. You know, one goes to, has a career, which really is our, not our vocation, but our advocation, but we spend a lot of time there, and things change within 5 minutes. And so we want to be thankful for all the opportunities that we do have when we're able to avail ourselves of these. And that'll be my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Bill. Surely, sometimes it's difficult to understand why things happen to us. But you can be sure, in the providences of the Lord, there's a reason for it. I think it would be nice if the convention here sent the love of the convention to Bill's wife, who had to stay home and earn a living now that he's without a job. All those in favor? Who will be next? Yes, Brother.
Brother Richard Gamble, right here from San Diego. And I'm so happy to be able to come to this convention, which I missed last year. Sister Lynn, my mom, is suffering from dementia, and so it makes it hard for me to get away. I do have someone who's watching her now, and that person helps me out quite a bit. In the middle of June this year, my brother had a pretty bad stroke. He's home now, and I've got two challenges and two opportunities to serve my family, my earthly family. And when I first told my kids and my ex-wife that I was thinking about bringing Tommy home, your response was, "You can't do it, Dad. You can't do it. You can't do it." And I said, "I know, you're right." I said, "I can't do it." I said, "But with God's help, I can. I can." And it's a challenge, but it's not a burden. I choose to call it a privilege to be able to take care of my mom, who took care of me for so many years, and to take care of my big brother. That came out of left field for me. And for me, you know, my thought was, those things are not supposed to happen to big brothers. But it did, and I accept it, and I do my best. I know the Lord doesn't give us more than we can handle. Knowing that, that's why I told them I knew I could handle it. And they still don't know how I'm doing it. And sometimes I don't know how I'm doing it, because sometimes I don't know who they are. You know, but there's a very good book for any of you that are going through this. It's called A Stranger in the House. And sometimes that's exactly what you got. Some of the things that they do, some of the things that they say. You say, "Well, my mom wouldn't say that. My brother wouldn't say that." But that's just the way it is. But at the same time, I count my blessings before I go to sleep. I'm not going to say it's at night, because sometimes he's up at 5 o'clock in the morning. But, and when I wake up, I figure if I'm able to wake up and get up, then it's a blessed day. And I just want to thank everybody who came to convention. I miss you all. And to bring the love that I know Sister Lynn would want me to bring. I'll keep you all in my prayers, and I ask that you keep me in your prayers.
Yes, thank you, Brother Russ. And we thank the San Diego Brethren for hosting a wonderful convention. We thank you all very, very much. We're down to the last 2 minutes. Who will be next? Yes, Brother Richard.
Well, dear brethren, I am thankful to be with you in convention here. The brethren in San Diego have done such a beautiful job in preparing everything for us, and I really want to thank my hosts. The Brands have just been so gracious. Deeply miss not having Sister Sue here, and I spoke to her on the phone. She's doing well, and I pass along her love, and also via relay to the convention, the love of Brother Lutz Ruttmann and Sister Elena Ruttmann. They're in Westphalia, area of Germany. She can't think of the city at the moment. Dortmund, yeah. I wanted to pass that along just to say that I am thankful that I had my voice this time. For those of you who may remember, I was suffering from laryngitis the last trip here, and really, you've been so loving and gracious the whole time. Thank you for holding this convention. The Lord has overruled so much in the experience of my family, and we are thankful. We are so thankful for everything. Just a rich, rich, fast-paced set of experiences in the last year. Who knows about jobs? Maybe I'll have much more time in the future to, not be at such a fast pace. But in everything we give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. And I just wanted to say, and Brother Davis, this is the first time I've heard you speak. That's been a special blessing for me. So thank you so much for your gracious invitation and for making it possible for all of us to come together and feast on the good things of the Lord here.
Thank you, Brother Richard. We're out of time, but we're not bound by the laws of the Medes and the Persians. We have time for one more that didn't get it. Brother Bill.
I'm Brother William Terry. I'll say I'm from all of you. I'm from all of you. I've been in the truth quite some time, and I can thank your fathers, and many of you know. My blessings have been here, have been overwhelmed. A lot of you know my experiences. I won't go to them right now. But the first, or I was here twice, I believe, in San Diego. One time, or twice, we met at a kid synagogue down in downtown. And that was also a blessed, but I've been in striving to follow the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Bill, and the Lord bless you and keep you and hold you in the hollow of his hand. Our testimony meeting is over, and I would like to hear the congregation sing hymn number 8A. 8A. Abide with me, 'tis eventide. We'll sing the first and last verses, and then Brother Keith will take over the podium.
In case you have the red books, you'll find a pink piece of paper in the book, and on that pink piece of paper is an top of it, 8A, which is the words to the hymn. Sneak in a few more things. We've had some testimonies talking about using the phone to have meetings to extend our fellowship. Well, we have gotten a few messages of love via the internet connection for the broadcast of the convention. So a couple of brethren have sent their love to the convention. They are Todd and Marilyn Alexander sends her love. Rachel Alexander sends her love. And Sister Barbara and Charles Thornton also send their love to the convention. So I wanted to make sure I got that in. And then Brother Bob Carnegie, I've had a request to ask you to close the meeting with a word of prayer. And if you are willing, also to ask the blessing upon the evening meal, which shall be in the same rooms as earlier today.
Our dear Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy name. We thank thee for all the blessings of this convention and all those wonderful testimonies that came out of the hearts of your people. May they encourage all of us to serve thee and follow the footsteps of thy Son more faithfully. We're thankful now for the food we're about to receive and pray thy blessing upon it in the hands that have prepared it. We ask forgiveness, Father, for our sins. We pray for your people everywhere. And we continue to pray for your kingdom to come. In Jesus' name, amen.